Yo, what's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to episode number 12 of the Mistakes Were Made podcast. It's great to have you here. My name is Matt, also known as The Real Spoons. And beside me, we have Bagaroni. Bordioni. I don't know what I'm saying.
Nope.
Mr. Bags, Christopher Bags here.
I'm here.
He's here, and he is kicking it, you know? So yeah. This is episode 12. We've officially reached 12.
When did we start Mistakes Were Made?
We started Mistakes Were Made back in the 70s when podcast didn't
exist. We only got 12 episodes in the 70s.
So it was before August 12th.
Okay, so we're not at a year yet.
Not at a year. I would say our year anniversary is probably somewhere in the end of June. Or somewhere in June, probably.
Because, we started on SoundCloud, right?
Yes.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
But not all the SoundCloud episodes are on Anchor?
They are, but we all uploaded them. See, there's four episodes that we uploaded on the 12th of August.
I see.
So, I mean, I can check.
No, you don't need to.
I'm going to do it. SoundCloud.com. Can we get your bets in, folks?
SoundCloud.com.
Yes. When is our anniversary? And should I buy a cake? That's the question. And if so, what kind of cake? Our first episode.
It should be a cookie puss.
Fuck. This is from 8 months ago. Oh, wait. I'm logged in. Profile. Tracks. Episode one was 8 months ago.
Okay.
So what the hell does that mean? So what is it? April? So let's just not count April. Okay.
Yeah, just
so
started.
We're 3 months. Then 12 minus 5 is 7 July.
So we started in July.
Yes.
So okay. We're kind of close-ish to...
Yeah.
I think we finally got on a decent schedule.
Yeah, let's just say July 4th.
Okay.
We're not going to do an episode of July 4th.
No, we're not. I'm probably going to be drunk by water.
Maybe we should do an episode.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, what's been going on with you?
Not much.
You know, in the gaming world. Yeah.
I played some Cuphead yesterday.
Mm.
I'm about 70-ish percent done.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, getting
now,
there.
Now, are you going to... play through the whole thing again on the Switch?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Unless the save carries over somehow, because they are doing the Xbox
integration. Yeah, but I don't think it will right away.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll wait a little bit and see if they say, you know, later it will, but I don't know. So I played some Cuphead yesterday. I'm getting there.
Yeah.
Getting to maybe the end of it soon-ish. Also played some Apex last night.
Yeah,
with Green Jess the G and
Recu.
Yes, but first Wrathmoon.
Wrathmoon.
Yeah, no, we didn't win anything.
Oh, yeah.
It was fun though. I haven't gotten to play in a while.
Yeah.
Tetris 99.
Yeah, I've been playing.
Every day at lunch almost.
Is that elusive first place?
Still chasing it. See, I get top tens very frequently now.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get first place though.
You know, one day you'll...
one day, if I keep getting top tens, it'll happen.
Yeah.
Still can't put Tetris 99 down, man.
Yeah.
There's something about it.
It's a quick,
just pick it up, out like five games, and
it's
just
a quick
just
competitive game.
Yeah, it's fun.
That's what you're looking for. It's almost got like the same kind of feel as like Rocket League, where it's just like a 5 minute game. And like you can be super competitive with it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You know, it's not like playing Apex. Sometimes the match is gonna be like 20 minutes long, you know.
Also,
like,
I noticed about myself with Tetris 99. I'm either in the groove or not, and sometimes I have to get warmed up. You know, like it's hit or miss.
Yeah, you get warmed up.
But I played some Beat Saber just now.
You did,
for the
yes.
first time ever.
I purchased Beat Saber. I've only played a few rounds of it, but.
It's really cool.
It is. It's very really cool. And you can easily tell like how difficult it'll get. Because the thing that messes me up is like when you're going down and the next one is up.
Yeah.
And but like you're like when you go down, you kind of like automatically go up.
Yeah.
And then like you're like, oh, fuck.
Like reset.
Yeah.
You're
like, oh shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're just like, god damn it. Yeah. But
no, it was fun. It honestly makes me want to get a VR headset, but I'm not going to do it.
You're going to do it. Once No Man's Sky VR, which we'll talk about later, you'll get it.
I don't think so.
You'll get it. But, you'll see.
But besides those things, that's pretty much in it, all the games we've been playing. Almost made a couple purchases over the weekend, but we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, a couple purchases.
No, just one.
One,
just
okay. One purchase. I see.
I'll talk about that later. But what about you? Anything?
So, I mean, I went to PAX, so we'll talk about that in a bit. And then what have I been playing? I've been playing some Beat Saber, as we talked about. I've been playing some Sea of Thieves, the Insider version of Sea of Thieves, which has like a bunch of the new stuff that's coming, which has been a lot of fun, and they recently added some cool stuff to that. I also have been playing some Apex, because since I was away at PAX, I didn't really play a ton. I played Dead Cells. I played Dead Cells on my Switch because I brought my Switch to PAX. Mm-hmm. Played Dead Cells. I played some Mario Odyssey. That game is still a lot of fun. That's a game.
Yeah, I never beat that game.
Yeah, me neither. But I was playing it and I was like, damn, this is awesome. So was Dead Cells too. Dead Cells was even at PAX, and like, I'll talk about that in a little bit. Let me finish what I was playing here. What else? I think I've been playing some Ding Dong XL.
Ding Dong XL.
I also got Elder Scrolls Blades on my phone, which is like the mobile version of Elder Scrolls, and you can play it in like portrait mode or landscape mode, and it's kind of cool. It's a little hard to like maneuver, but it is kind of cool. Also been playing a little Bit Blaster on my phone, which is also made by the same guy who made Ding Dong.
Ding Dong.
Yeah, so that was good.
So hold on, side tangent real quick. Ding Dong XL is on the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's good. Yes, it is. Good news for the Ding Dong.
Is that a dollar?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, because it's on a dollar on the phone. I wonder how much.
Go get Ding Dong. Everybody.
Yeah, get Ding Dong XL.
Just Google Ding Dong XL.
Do it.
Click on Pornhub.
Do it. Go to dingdongxl.com. All right? And make sure your parents aren't in the room. So, let's see. What else have I been playing? I played like a few different games on my Switch. I was gonna play Zelda, but like I didn't want to put the cartridge in. I was too much effort.
Thinking about restarting Zelda altogether.
Restarting it?
Yeah.
You didn't even beat it.
I know, but it's been so long. It's like I might as well just.
Not true. There's so much to do in that game. You've already made so much progress.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know. Just a thought.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's mainly what I've been playing. I feel like there's other stuff on the computer
Division?
That I've been playing. I've been playing some Division. Yeah, I need to play more of that.
So do I. I feel like I haven't given it its fair shake.
Yeah, that's the thing is like there was a point where it was like I didn't know what to play, and then all of a sudden there's like fucking like five games I want to play at once. And I don't have
that's
time.
Just how it
yeah,
is. The
it's
companies
terrible.
Know the optimal time to release shit, and it's like let's do it.
And the worst part is that like it was gonna be less. And then, you know, because we knew the Division was coming out. And then Apex comes out of nowhere.
Oh,
it's like, fuck, well, that's taking up my time now. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Sea of Thieves announces their big update that's coming. I'm like, I want to play that too. And then there's Switch game. Like, I have my Switch, Tetris 99. Got the online stuff.
Yeah,
it's like, I feel like I have to play it, you know. I got the Battle Pass and Apex. I'm like, fuck, I have to play that. I bought the Division. I have to play that, you know. And now, Borderlands, Game of the Year Edition, you know, gets the update. I just downloaded it, and now I'm like, I want to play that now too, because you know, some of like you and our buddy John and some other people want to play.
Borderlands, the first one, I played more. I think I don't know if I ever told the story. So Borderlands, the first one, is a lot of fun, right? I played a bunch. I think you had it, but you didn't play as much as like we did. We would grind shit all the time. Borderlands 2, just as fun.
Yeah,
I was in college at the time. And I saved my cloud save. I saved the cloud, my OP fucking character.
I remember, yeah.
And fucking wiped. And I'm like, I had such a bad taste in my mouth after that. I never beat Borderlands 2.
Yeah.
Never beat it.
I played Borderlands 1 for a little bit on 360. I didn't like it. And
so what makes you think you're going to like it now, though?
Okay, so the reasoning behind it, and this will kind of lead us into Borderlands 3. And then
I'll talk about
PAX.
It is like a looter shooter,
though.
No, back then...
I didn't, like, what other looter shooters were there?
None.
Yeah, so, like, I didn't, like, back then I was playing, like, maybe, like, Call of Duty and Gears.
Yeah.
And, like, maybe some one-off games or something like that.
Yeah.
So, like, I didn't understand, because I literally remember sitting down and playing Borderlands, like, because I was playing it, like, solo, like, just to see what it was like.
Borderlands is definitely more fun with people.
Oh, yeah, I know. But, I just didn't understand, like, the point or, like, what the grind was. Because, like, I never really grinded in like that in a game before. So, like, I got a weapon, and then I got another gun, and I was like, well, why do I have to get rid of the first one? Like, the first one, like, I didn't understand. like what was going on, and then it just seemed so open-ended, like I couldn't follow the story, and I was so used to kind of being like told what the story was that I was just like, I don't know, like this game just doesn't seem like it's
there
for
is
me.
A story there, but it's like you don't have to pay attention to it.
I know, yeah,
you can,
and
you
can like talk to other people and like pick up tapes and stuff, and like they have like the story, and it just like confused me because it wasn't really like anything else I played. But nowadays, like since I played obviously like Destiny, like I tried out Anthem, the Division, you know, I played other looter shooters, and just like, you know, I understand it more now.
Yeah.
That, and now it's like enhanced or whatever, and they fix some stuff. So now I'm like, oh, that would be cool. Because like Borderlands, you know, I've seen some streams of like people still play Borderlands.
I was watching
too.
Broman play this version, the enhanced.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
But even like, you know, like a year or two ago, like I still like King of Thalions, a streamer.
Our
I
buddies played through Borderlands 2.
Yeah.
Like, and it's
so
slow
like,
recently.
I watch it and like, I understand the appeal. It's just like, I just, there was no reason for me to go back and play it for some reason, you know?
Yeah.
But now it's kind of like a more of a reason because it's like, oh, they remastered the first one and they announced the third one. And now I'll play through the first one and like maybe play through the second one too.
You could probably get the second one cheap unless you.
I already have it.
So
I don't have like the Game of the Year edition. So maybe
for
I'll
the
like.
The second one?
Yeah, but for
I
the
don't
first
think you
one,
need
I
the second one.
Well, we'll see. You know, we'll see how much I like the first one.
Yeah, well,
And then Borderlands 3 is supposed to come out in September, so I, you know, I have heard though that like it might be too much to just like you don't want to burn yourself out from.
It is a lot of the same.
Yeah, so that's why I'm like it's April and like maybe if I can play through like the first two Borderlands games by like June, then like you know, I can.
I would say Borderlands 1 and 2. I think if you want to give 3 a shot, they're worth a play. I don't know how much the stories are going to matter.
Yeah.
I didn't like the pre-sequel. I tried to play
it.
I didn't
heard
like
that.
It.
Yeah. Because I was also looking at the Handsome Collection because I was like, oh, I could.
It doesn't
I could buy,
come,
I know
it
doesn't come
with
the
first one.
I know. I didn't realize that because I was like, oh, I'll just buy the Handsome Collection because even though I already own 2, I don't own pre-sequel or 1. But then it doesn't come with 1, so I'm like, fuck that. I'm not going to do that.
Like one, pre-sequel is fine. It's more Borderlands, but there's like. Little mechanics that I'm like, oh, I don't like this. Like anti-gravity and like Claptrap's a character I don't really understand. Like he's a character in all the other games, but he's playable in the pre-sequel, which I'm like,
No one was ever like, oh, I want to play Claptrap.
I don't need that really. I don't remember even the character I picked in the pre-sequel. But.
Well, it seems like for Borderlands 3, at least from like the terminology that they're using, that like they're not modernizing the game, and I mean they are probably in like some aspects, but they're still keeping it Borderlands.
I think
so. Like it seems like they're in tune with like what the fans
and
want.
And I think
but
people
time
are like
tell.
They're like because I listen to podcast gaming podcasts that as like the listeners and you know, and people have said on the podcast that they don't think Borderlands will age well, but I think Borderlands has a big enough diehard community where they don't have to change a ton, and it's still going to be successful.
I also completely disagree that it won't age well because looter shooters are, like, one of the biggest things right now.
Right.
And Borderlands kind of, like, carved the way for a lot of it. I mean, obviously, I think there were looter shooters before that, but, like, Borderlands is, like, one of the biggest names, the most beloved series in the looter shooter genre. It's probably the most beloved looter shooter, I would say.
I'd say,
like,
I'd agree.
Like there's not a lot of hate when it comes to Borderlands.
There's no true online. There's no PvP. And maybe they add that in 3. I don't know.
Maybe.
They have quote-unquote PvP. Like if we're in the same world co-oping and I melee you, I think it was, then you...
There's
a
duel or something?
Yeah. You initiate a duel and you can fight.
Yeah.
But that's not like you don't lose anything. You don't.
Is there like a horde mode in any of the Borderlands? Because I feel like that would be fun because there's so many different enemies from what I've seen.
I
want to
say not a specific horde mode, but don't quote me on it.
Maybe like parts of a level that seem like they're horde or something.
I mean, there are parts like that, but it might just be like mission part of a mission or something like that. But don't quote me on that because it's been a while.
Honestly, I think if they were going to do a PvP for Borderlands, and this could be totally wrong. But they should just do a BR and not do like not a regular sort of like I just feel like Borderlands would be so weird if it was like setting loadouts or something like that because there's so many different guns.
Oh,
like it just seems like more natural, I guess, to have like a BR, even if it's only like a 16 person BR. you know, like a smaller map. Like, it doesn't need to be this, like, 100 player, like, everything else. Like, yeah. Borderlands just kind of, like, just that game mode itself where it's like, all right, you drop down, you find one of the unique guns.
Yeah.
And then imagine every game, every BR game, because there's hundreds of guns in Borderlands. Every BR game has, like, a choice of, like, 30 guns will spawn. So it's like literally every game you play is gonna be different guns you can find.
Yeah, that'd be neat.
Like, I don't know. That, like, I feel like that would fit if it they were going to do PvP. It gets wonky, I think, because
they have... There's four different classes in Borderlands traditionally, right? And they add one or two later in DLC. Yeah. But, like the difference between Borderlands as a looter shooter compared to Destiny or Division is, like, it's not true online. Like, yeah, you can party up with four different people and play. Oh, yeah.
It's not like an MMO.
Doing MMO. There's no... Raids?
At least as far as we know.
Yeah, I mean, three could change all that.
Yeah, raids would be awesome in Borderlands.
Yeah, I mean, you know? There's no raids, but you can party up and, like, fight bosses that are not story bosses. Like, the one I'm thinking about in Borderlands 1 is called Cromorax, and we would literally just...
Spoilers!
We would literally just grind that boss over and over and over, trying to get a loot drop. So it takes, like... an aspect from World of Warcraft or games like that where people will do the same shit over and over again because they have X amount, X percent chance for this thing to drop.
Yeah.
And I know Cromorax had an X amount chance of dropping like a pearl, like some whatever rare, the rarest thing, color item you could drop. And
yeah, I mean, but that's like...
And to fight Cromorax, you need to be like maxed out. Like, I remember trying to fight him with like our buddies while I wasn't maxed out. I would literally just sit in the back and take pot shots at him and let them just do all the damage.
Yeah. I mean, that's like kind of the same for like the Destiny raids. Like, obviously, like those bosses drop stuff, and then like you can replay them and try to get something you don't have. Like,
but I mean, the Destiny raids, you do jump puzzles and all these things.
Oh no,
Cromorax is like you just find him in the world and you.
Yeah, I'm just saying like Borderlands could do a raid.
They could, know, that'd
they
be cool.
Kind of have like, I mean, it's not that hard to make mechanic based puzzles.
No, it's not
really like compared to like having mechanics for a specific boss and you know. This boss does these certain things and all that, but if it's like a jump puzzle or something like that's I feel like that's easier from a development standpoint to just put into a raid or something like that than like an actual
boss. See if Borderlands 3 has any like new mechanics or anything. As far as I remember, Borderlands was just like run and gun, like you're just killing enemies, getting loot, running around. Bosses had different like things going on with them,
the big thing I always remember in Borderlands is like the second wind thing that you could have.
Yeah, so
and I feel like that's not really
a unique mechanic.
Yeah, yeah, like that. Whenever I hear like second wind, I automatically think of Borderlands.
Yeah,
like if it's in like
if you kill somebody when you're down, you'll get up.
Like that is like that doesn't happen in any other game, you know. So that I know of.
Definitely interested. I was a fan of the other game, so I'll probably. Check it out. I'm going to replay, hopefully get hooked enough by Borderlands to replay it and diminish my thoughts of buying another certain game. Sekiro. It's because I don't want to spend the money. But
yeah, don't buy Sekiro.
Whatever,
you're
we'll talk about it later.
Yourself.
You want to talk about PAX?
So let me talk about PAX East 2019. I bought my first PAX shirt.
Did you?
I finally have a PAX shirt because I thought the logo this year, you know how they kind of like switched to the way the logo looks every year?
Yeah.
This one was like a melty, it reminded me of like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles pizza.
Yeah.
Like that kind of like melty sort of thing. So it looked cool and I was like, I'll just buy it. It was like $25 for a shirt, but I was like, fuck it. I don't have a PAX.
That's how it is usually.
Yeah.
It's like you go there once
a year. It was like
$70
for a hoodie and the hoodies look dope, but I was like, I can't drop $70. I was like, I don't even have any PAX like merch. So I was like, I might as well just buy a t-shirt. So a lot of cool games at PAX. The highlight for me every year at PAX is like looking at the indie games because like there are so many unique ideas and just really cool and passionate like indie devs. And like whenever you go play an indie game at PAX, you can, you know, the developer that like took part in the game, you can bet is like there, and you get to literally talk to the developer that made this and be like, mm-hmm. like, oh, this is cool. Like, oh, yeah, you can give your feedback directly to them, and then like, you know that they're soaking in all the information, like trying to make their game better. And like, the biggest question I had for like any indie game that was there was like, are you guys coming to Switch? I probably said that like six times. I was like, are you guys coming to Switch? You guys coming to Switch? Because Switch is like the indie king.
Yeah.
It's like they should have that in their plans. You know, I understand releasing on PC first because that's where they're developing it. But like, Switch should be the next thing. Don't worry about Xbox or PS4 right now. Switch.
Fucking Cuphead coming to Switch.
Yeah.
Fucking Ding Dong Cells on Switch. Like, it can happen.
Yeah, well, Dead Cells. Like, so Dead Cells was at PAX. And like, I remember seeing them at TwitchCon. And like, obviously this is before launch, so they didn't have like a ton of money. But they had like this little like a table with like a few computers and like a one Dead Cells sign or something mm-hmm. like that, and you know, it was cool. But at PAX, because of all the success that Dead Cells has seen, they had like this big castle and like a neon Dead Cells sign and like at least like 12 stations of everyone playing Dead Cells, like the new update and stuff.
Yeah.
And people waiting in line for it and stuff. Like when I was at TwitchCon, no one was waiting in line for Dead Cells.
Like I remember last year the same sort of deal with Dodge Roll, I think, with Enter the Gungeon.
Enter the Gungeon was there too. They had a
their last big update's coming up for the game.
But the thing that they had, which was cool, is they had like a bunch of TVs that were made into one TV. You know how like TVs can do that? And then like they had like this giant Enter the Gungeon thing, and it made the TV look like a sphere, circle.
Cool.
And then they had a couch, and everyone was waiting to play. So it was only like two people were playing at once on a couch on a stage playing Enter the Gungeon. And that was like the Enter the Gungeon booth.
Have you ever played Enter the Gungeon?
No,
it's so fucking hard.
Yeah, I know. That's why I don't play it.
Like, I have it. Mm-hmm. It's very Binding of Isaac-esque, but it's really hard.
Yeah. And on the other side of the Enter the Gungeon thing was this other game called Katana Zero, which we didn't play because the line was just too long because it was only two people playing at once or whatever, or one person playing at once. But that is a really cool-looking game. I'll keep my eye on it because I found like a trailer for that game.
I should have went.
I don't remember. I know. I say that every time. I told Tom and Dan. I was like, I just let you know when I get back. I guarantee at some point Bags is gonna say he should have went.
Yeah.
And Tom's like, oh, I know. He's gonna say it. And I was like, I know.
But I got so much shit planned coming up. Like, it's just hard to spend the money and take the days off right now.
Spend the money. Okay. But yeah. Honestly, dude, we went. Like, they did a security check. And no one checked our badges, ever. Tom and Dan walked in with their badges in their pocket the second day.
Really?
And they didn't
just
say anything.
Just to test it?
Yeah, and then they walked around the show without their badges out. And no one said anything. Yeah, so it was ridiculous.
I don't know. It's against, like, my inner, like my, I don't know, my conscience to not buy a badge and go.
The thing is like, what you can do is like buy a Friday badge, and like if you're staying for 2 days, like there's always this guy's out selling tickets or whatever.
Yeah, I know. Matt, our buddy Matt bought a ticket once.
So I'm just saying, like, if you go Friday,
it's
and
very
like,
illegal.
If you don't get in the second day, then it's like, well, you're still in Boston. You still do stuff.
I know.
But
I'll go get drunk and eat a bunch of seafood.
Yeah. So anyway, those two games were cool, but there were two highlights of PAX for me.
Yeah.
One of them was this game called Rad, which is kind of like a, it's like a dungeon crawler, like Diablo kind of viewport. And it's a game based on radiation. That's why it's called Rad.
Mm-hmm.
And you like defeat things, and then you like, the more radiation you're exposed to, it like levels you up. And then once you hit a certain level, like you transform. So like one of the characters I was playing, like his head turned into a snake.
Oh, that's
but like
cool.
The rest of his body was like human still. The other one, like my head turned into like a flaming skull, and then each of those gives you like a different power. So I guess it like matters like what radiation you end up being exposed to, and those are the powers that you get. But it was this really cool game, and like it had a really sweet art style, and it's coming to the Switch, so I'm probably gonna pick it up, to be honest. So that was a really great highlight. We played it twice actually, because that's how much fun it was. They weren't at, like, they had a big booth, and then they had like some games on the side that were at like another booth, I guess just for extra advertisement.
Yeah.
So we played it at both of those, and that was a lot of fun. The other game that was a highlight
And this was at the end of PAX, the second day. We entered a tournament for a game called
Snapchat.
Yeah, it's called Kung Fu Kickball.
Yeah.
And it's basically like a 2D Rocket League. So like
2D Rocket. Okay.
Yeah, so basically the way it works is like it's 2 versus 2.
Got it.
You can choose like your kung fu character. So there's like a girl, there's like a ninja, and then there's like a guy, I think. And each of them, like the ninja is a little bit quicker, but he gets knocked out easier.
Okay.
Like the girl might be like might have more health and just isn't as quick, something like that. And basically, it's like a 2D map, and there's two people on each team, and then the ball gets like dropped in the middle, and there's bells on the either side, and you have to basically like punch the ball and like have it go bounce and hit the bell. Okay, and if it hits the bell, it scores.
Got it.
So there's different maps, and obviously, like the crazy part about it is that like, each map really changes how the entire game is played, because really? It's based on you punching the ball, and like the ball will bounce off everything. So okay. If like the map has like a bunch of like barriers, yeah, like it's gonna be different. You have to play it differently than if like one of the maps just had kind of just this big like valley, okay, and like the bells are at the top of the valley.
Yeah.
So like hitting the ball doesn't really get it
up to
like
where
to hit
go.
The bell.
Yeah.
Like you have to get it float up there, and then you have to hit it again.
Okay.
So like those games were a lot lower scoring, and you only have, I don't know, the games are like 4 minutes maybe,
okay,
or something like
so
that.
Quick. That's
yeah,
good.
It's basically like Rocket League.
Yeah.
So we entered a tournament, and we only had 3 people. So like me, Tom, and Dan were only 3, so
right,
we couldn't make 2 teams really. But what we ended up doing was like Tom and Dan were on a team, and then me and Tom were on a team.
Oh, okay.
So we were on 2 different parts of the bracket. So Tom and I lost our game by 1 point, I think.
Okay.
Which was unfortunate, but whatever. But then Tom and Dan, their first game, I think it was their first game, like it works the same as Rocket League, where like if the ball's still in the air, like the time, even if the timer says 0,
oh,
like
it
matters, the ball has to hit the ground for the timer to end. Yeah. So it was a tie score. And time ran out, and then the ball floated and hit the bell, and they won the game. Their first game. I think it was their first game. And people, like, the crazy part about it is, like, people were losing their shit.
Really?
Like, people watched it.
That's cool.
Yeah. And it was fucking awesome. And they even had, like, an arcade game on the side of Kung Fu Kickball. And people were playing that. They weren't even involved in the tournament. And they were, like, losing their shit, like, from that game. So, like, just, I was talking with Tom and Dan about this, but, like, imagine being a developer for that game and all these people are losing their fucking shit. And, like, they don't even have, like, a lot of Twitter followers. Like, I'm part of their Discord now to try to get in their closed beta.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have, like, a ton of people. But imagine being at PAX and, like, all these people are losing their shit because of, like, this game you made.
Right.
And, like, even people that aren't even involved in the tournament to win something
just
are losing
nuts.
Their shit.
That's
yeah.
pretty cool.
So, like, Tom and Dan won the first game. They won the second game. I think it was a close game. Or, no, they destroyed, I believe, the second game. It was, like 6-1 or something like that. The third game, it was a close one. And then the fourth, the championship game, I believe they played 4 games. The championship game, they just absolutely destroyed the guys that they were playing. But the crazy part was that the guys they were playing were, like, we thought they were, because we watched their previous games, because the games are only, like, 4 minutes, right? So we're just sitting there watching, and, like, they were really coordinated and stuff, yeah.
Like, call-outs?
Yeah, and your character also can do, like, a dash, too, to, like, so, like, I was watching Tom and Dan, and, like, when the ball was headed towards, like their own goal or whatever, like you could see how coordinated they were, and they were just like both dashing to get like under the ball, and like it was like watching like this, like they never played kickball before. It was like watching this coordinated team just go over and just fucking like
Did they get anything for winning?
So they won for some reason. They won these like tribal masks.
Like legit, like put on your face mask.
So I have there's a picture
like
of
kabuki
it.
Kabuki mask?
I tweeted it out, and then they even shared it in the Kung Fu Kickball Twitter or the Discord. Sorry.
Are they like kabuki masks?
It's these little
masks. Okay, what the fuck?
They won
I saw this picture.
Mask, yeah. But yeah, Kung Fu Kickball I think retweeted it. Yeah, or Whale Food Games is the developer. But see, they only have like 600 followers, right? And they don't even have a Twitter for Kung Fu Kickball. But
Yeah, I even liked the tweet.
Yeah. So this is what they want, and we were just laughing because we're like, "What do these have to do?" What
the horns are fucking huge on these things. Yeah,
like what does this have to do with like Kung Fu Kickball? Like you, they should have gave you something that at least had the branding on it. So then, when people were like, "Oh, what's that from?" We'd be like, "Oh, this cool game, Kung Fu." It'd be like advertising,
right? Right.
But instead, they just gave these masks. It was just the weirdest thing. But they won. They were champs, you know. So I was like, "Oh, maybe they'll get like." Beta access early or something like
maybe,
that
because they play, sure.
But the game was fucking awesome.
That's
like cool. And it's gonna be on Switch, I believe, but it's not out. It's not out yet.
Right.
You know, so yeah, it was really freaking cool. It probably like one of the coolest games I've seen at PAX, yeah. Just because Rocket League is so much fun. So it's like a different take on it.
Yeah,
and they can do so much with it. Like they can make different maps. They can add like 3v3 or something like that.
Yeah.
And because the maps really change how the game is played because everything is based on like the physics
of
the ball.
That's cool. I think Rocket League doesn't have enough.
Right.
Of that.
It's like mainly Rocket League is just like unless you're doing like a special mode, but it's mainly just like a soccer field,
right?
Like this will literally change like how you should play the game. And it's just like an awesome party game. Like we'll play it eventually because I'm gonna definitely get it, especially the closed beta, and it'll be a lot of fun. But something cool that I was just reminded of that this Whale Food Games studio does, or they're part of, is like there's some, So Death by Audio Arcade is, I guess, someone that maybe they're partnered with, and this is a DIY. Or they make DIY arcade cabinets, but they're also trying to open their own space in Brooklyn where they feature indie game arcade cabinets.
That'd be sick.
Yeah, so it's called like Wonderville
Arcade.
Well,
I've talked about making my own arcade cabinet for a while now.
But this would also have Kung Fu Kickball like as
sick.
An arcade game there. And then, you know, like Cuphead maybe would even be there. I don't know. I mean, Cuphead's a pretty big game, but like I would love to go to a place like this.
Yeah, I would totally go
there. And something like this can easily be scaled too. Like, you know, that's in Brooklyn and has the indie game studios maybe from like the New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania area.
Right.
But then like if they open one in Texas, like it could have all the game devs there that want to make
like
arcade
around,
games.
Yeah.
And then like so literally each one could be unique.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's
like,
a sick idea.
Yeah, and like imagine it could be a barcade too, you know, like it's a really sweet idea. Because, you know, everyone's played like Pac-Man and all that stuff, but like going and playing games that really no one has ever played before would be awesome. It'd basically be like going to PAX.
Yeah,
like,
pretty
you know,
much.
Just hanging out. And I'm sure the devs are there too, you know, pretty often, you know, talking to people. So those are the two big highlights. Like there were a bunch of other games that were a lot of fun, like party games that we played. Like one of them was like Sacrifice Your Friends, which was fun. And we did like a tournament for that, but we got out eliminated pretty quick.
Yeah.
But that game was just okay. There are a lot of like indie games now that are party based.
Yeah.
And like I was talking to Tom and Dan about this, but I think that's a direct result of like the success of the Switch. Like if it wasn't for the Switch, like first off, I don't think you would see as many indie games at PAX, and you wouldn't see as many party indie games at PAX.
Yeah.
Because like you don't when you think of like playing a party indie game, you don't really think of playing like Xbox or PlayStation.
No.
You think of playing something Nintendo. Like,
yeah.
Oh, like we used to play
and
Mario Kart.
The Switch is like,
it's
so easy to just like bring places and put set up to the TV, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's just what makes it easier.
Yeah.
Like I tried to do it with the Steam Link and it just, the area in my house, like where we would play games is not that good.
Mm-hmm.
So it like didn't work out. But if I had it on the Switch, I would just plop it in and go.
Exactly, yeah.
You know?
So that was cool. There were some other games there I didn't get a chance to play that like would have been fun to play. Like Crash Team Racing was there, but we watched a decent amount of it.
Yeah.
And that was cool. But it's like I wasn't like super. I didn't really care to like play it there. I really just wanted to play kind of games that like you might not see again because you know they're like indie games. And
I get into
you don't
the
know
board
if gonna...
games that.
Yeah, we were looking at those too. Those were cool.
I should have went. I had a thought as you were talking. I could have worked just Friday and taken the train and met you guys.
Yeah, but you
there.
Had stuff to do Saturday.
Yeah, but I mean, if I had gotten a ticket, I could have changed that.
You could have, I mean, you just go next year.
Yeah, I'll go
maybe.
Next year.
I mean, me, Tom, and Dan are
I'll go
year.
Go next year. Either I'll take the train or,
you know,
go with you. But.
Yeah, I mean, we just love looking at the indie games.
Yeah,
It's fucking awesome. So, we also
hopefully Comic-Con.
Yeah, hopefully Comic-Con. And Dan and I went to a panel, actually, like for like YouTube sponsorships and stuff, or like YouTube monetization and all that. But it ended up just kind of being like there were four people that were pretty big on YouTube, I guess, that I've never heard of.
And yeah.
They were just kind of like talking about their own channel, and then like they just went over like YouTube features. Like it wasn't really that great.
I don't think like the first time I went to, I've only gone to one panel.
Yeah.
And it was a Rooster Teeth panel.
Right.
The first time we went.
Yeah.
And I met I met James and Adam from Funhouse just on the show floor.
Yeah.
I think that's the last time Funhouse went. No, the second year Funhouse went, but not all of them.
Yeah.
And
I think Kind of Funny is probably going next year.
Kind of Funny didn't go this year.
I know, yeah. They went last year, though.
I know What's Good Games was
there. They were
there,
yeah. I think their panel was Thursday, though, because I would have went if it was one of the days.
Right, right.
But, that was cool. We also, like, Days Gone was there.
Mm-hmm.
And like,
could you play it or not?
I couldn't even see it.
Really?
Oh, no, I could see it. I saw some of it. But the first day we were there Friday, like, it was kind of like close to like leaving. Mm-hmm. And like, I went into line, but then like, I was the one that capped the line. So like, Dan and Tom were in the line.
So did you just fail?
Well, I was just like, I asked the guy, I was like, oh, how long is this going to take? And he's like, oh, 45 minutes to an hour. And I was like, I'm not going to wait that long.
Right.
Like, you know, just to like play a game that I'm probably going to buy anyway, you know?
Yeah, it's we've talked about it before, that PS4 exclusive. That's like.
And then the Saturday I went, because Dan and Tom were like, oh, go check out that game you wanted to play. And both times I went, the line was capped.
Oh.
So it was like, whatever, you know.
I'll
play it eventually.
I don't think that comes out this month.
Yeah.
Like, if it was, like, Gears 5 or whatever, I'd be like,
I'll fucking stand for 3 hours. I don't give a shit. When Gears 4 was there, I probably played it two or three times.
Had the beta, right?
Yeah, but I still waited a lot to play it because I was like, hell yeah.
I think we played Overwatch twice the first year.
Played Overwatch. Dauntless was there again. Were you there?
We played last year.
It was there again for some reason.
I remember
reason.
The first year we went, Bulletstorm.
Bulletstorm's coming to the Switch.
I know. Yeah. The Cliffy B game.
Lawbreakers.
That was there. We didn't play it, but it was there.
It doesn't exist anymore.
So was Battleborn, which doesn't exist anymore.
Yep. I found that funny. I was at a Five Below, and I saw a copy of Battleborn there, and I was like, this game, the servers aren't even up. They're still selling the game.
Yeah. Battleborn and both those games suffered from releasing next to the Titan that Overwatch is.
Yeah. There was another game called Hell is Other Demons. So I took like a bunch of like pictures and cards so that I remembered like what the games were. Hell is Other Demons was this really cool like kind of looks like this, but it's like pixelated and like it's just this like really hard like platformer sort of game.
Okay.
But it was cool. Like the mechanics were neat. There was like Kung Fu Kickball had like the arcade thing and like this Tom and Dan playing. There was this other game called Negative World. So this was an interesting game. We didn't get like too into it, but it's a platformer, but your jumps are limited.
Okay.
So you literally have like it like above your head it would say like you have four jumps left and there's like coins you collect.
Oh, that's neat.
So you have to like beat each like small level by doing, you know, all the that's amount of jumps cool. that are left. Yeah. So it's on Steam. That was a neat one. There was this D&D castle things you could buy that were pretty kind of cool.
I've seen those at previous ones.
Yeah. Obviously they were, you know, pretty expensive or whatever.
Yeah.
And there's Rad there, which is cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Pretty cool game.
I should have went, dude. I know. I knew it was going to happen, but...
And there's Dan doing his interviews with the cam.
That's his camera?
Yeah. He's got, like,
so
a pretty professional
Tom's recording
one.
With...
Tom recorded, like, half, and I recorded half.
Okay. That's cool.
Because Tom went to go get, like, people.
Because
for some reason, he's
cool.
Very smooth talk. And we tried to talk to Pac-Man, and Pac-Man walked away. Because we didn't know where the mouth was, exactly. there was also, like, the Swords of Ditto, which was kind of a cool game that we saw. My Friend Pedro.
Yeah, I've heard of that before.
Yeah, Blood Bullets Bananas.
Yeah.
There was also this cool keyboard that was, like, this chiclet style, but it was, like, silent.
That's what you want, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what I want. And it was just like part of some game. I was like, I want to take a picture of that. Project Warlock was there again. It's kind of like a single player Doom, old school Doom looking game. And it's made by some like 19-year-old kid. That was cool. And our group has no bags. there was this other game called Heave Ho. So each player plays as like these like guys with no legs.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Mount Your Friends. Sort
okay.
of. But like you have to complete like a level. So everyone's got to hold on and you have to swing and like make it into like some like cup at the end. But like there's all these obstacles and stuff. So like what would happen? We were watching it because we were waiting in line for some other game. Is like three of them would swing and make it into the cup, and then the fourth guy would just be stuck like, on the other side. And there's no way for him to actually get over without the help of other people. So then people in the cup would climb out and kill themselves so that they spawn back with him, and they would have to help him get over there.
That's
yeah.
funny.
So, but it was hilarious because like multiple times they would be like 3, 2, 1, go, and they would all jump, and then one of them would get stuck, and then the three other was making it into the cup. It was a fun game.
That's cool.
You know, there's no Twitch there this year.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
It was kind of weird. Mixer was there, though, Xbox.
Probably no streamers or big guys then, because they host all them, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there were definitely, I saw on Twitter a lot of partnered Mixer streamers were there, but
yeah.
I don't know how many, like, Twitch streamers ended up going.
Got it.
One part that was weird, though, is on the YouTube panel that we went to, the backdrop said PAX and Twitch. It was just like a pattern of PAX and Twitch logos. And I guess we found out later that like Twitch is like still streaming the panels but they're just not there
or something like that. Okay.
But it was just kind of weird because we were listening to a panel about YouTube gaming and the backdrop was Twitch.
Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah.
Why don't you stream it on YouTube?
Yeah. So a bit odd there. And one of the other things I'm trying to remember is like, there was all this stuff. There were like some other big games there. I also have pictures of like the first room we were in. Airbnb.
If you want to hear about his Airbnb experience, go listen to the Just Because podcast on Anchor and podcast services.
Around the globe.
Not yet, because apparently there's something wrong and it's not getting published everywhere, but I'll try to fix that.
Yep. I think there was other stuff. I'm just trying to remember what it was.
That's cool, though.
It was a good time. There were some other indie
games. Like, I knew I would want to go, but I'm going on a big vacation in May.
Yeah.
And I'm going on a short, a weekend trip in a couple weeks. So, and I already put in a lot of vacation days. So, I wish I thought about, just meeting you guys there Friday night or Saturday.
Yeah.
Taking the train, but you know, next time I guess.
Yeah,
I'm hoping
it's
to get
every year.
I'm hoping to get to Comic Con. I haven't got that email, but I actually emailed text.
I'll be going to Comic Con.
I emailed support and they said I am verified. I am fan verified.
Oh, cool, nice. They got back to you already. That's good. They got back to you already.
Yeah. So even if I can't get tickets, like if somebody else can, like get extra ones, I can take them. You know.
Yeah. Definitely.
But anyway, if you want to move on, if you got more PAX stuff, you want
to. That was
the
PAX logo, by the way.
Oh, that's cool.
Very cool, yeah.
Yeah.
All melty pizza-y. Yeah, there was something else I was going to mention. I'm trying to look in the background and see if it jogs my memory. Facebook Gaming was there. Oh, yeah. There was one other thing. It was like this website called DLive.tv, and it's like a new streaming site. And they, I guess they recruited some
Dick Live.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's a terrible name. Like, you think it's like a porn site.
Right.
Yeah, so you want to see my D-Live? but it's just, I guess they recruited some decent-sized streamers from Twitch to, like, work for them.
The Real Spoons?
Yeah, not me, no.
Oh.
But because they were talking to us about it, and, like, it's a streaming site that where you can, when you watch, there's, like, a treasure chest in the corner, and, like, the longer you watch, like, it'll load up so you can open the treasure chest.
Right, right.
And then you get cryptocurrency out of it.
Oh, that's cool.
And then you can use that cryptocurrency on streamers.
Can you keep it?
I don't know if you can keep it. I have no idea. But the thing that kind of confuses me about it is, like, Mixer.
Yeah.
Like, Mixer has, if you watch streams, you earn sparks.
Uh-huh.
And then you can literally just send those sparks to streamers, and if they hit certain spark goals, they get like $200, $500. Like,
a Mixer?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, like, and that's backed by Microsoft. So, like, I was talking with Tom and Dan about this, but it was like, you know, DLive seems like a good idea, but, like, people. So, when you have, like, a small streaming site like that, you have to play games that are overly saturated on Twitch because those are the only games on like DLive that are going to get views. Like if I play some obscure,
you're gonna have to
play Kung Fu Kickball on DLive,
you're not gonna get
I'm going to be the only one streaming it. Yeah. So no one's going
to
find
me. You're going to have to play like
Fortnite,
Overwatch,
Apex. So like that was the issue with Mixer for a while, but ever since Microsoft got it, you know, obviously it's gotten some traction. You can actually kind of play some indie games on there, but. And obviously with Twitch, it's kind of the opposite. It was like you don't really want to play the saturated games on there. Like you want to play those like smaller games that only have like 2,000 or 3,000 viewers in their channel or whatever.
Yeah.
In their game category. So it's just like it's going to be tough for DLive to like actually.
It's like Mixer wasn't even touching Twitch as far as like money or viewership.
Yeah.
So like.
But now,
there's YouTube Gaming on top of it.
YouTube Gaming has Google behind it. Yeah. Mixer has Microsoft behind it, and Twitch has Amazon behind it. How the hell is something like DLive going to actually compete? And like the guys were really Pornhub. Yeah, maybe they're sponsoring DLive. Yeah. That would be bad DLive. Because then everyone
can stream video games, but be completely naked.
Yeah, so it's not a bad idea actually. You know, you get a lot of women on there probably.
Maybe.
That's not a bad idea. We can call it V Live. See your V Live. But it's just like, you know, like the guy's really nice and stuff, and like it's an interesting concept, but I feel
I don't know. It's going to be like the AFL.
Yeah, exactly. Mixer's already done that. Like if I can sign in the Mixer here automatically, it, I was part of Mixer when it was Beam.
Yeah.
Like I have 27,000 sparks, right?
Uh-huh.
So like if I go to like one of these streams here. Oh boy. If I go to one of these streams here, where is it? Somewhere here. Let me see. Top streams. Yeah, let's go to this dude. Here we go. Yeah, so he's got it. So like he's got, if I click here, Jesus Christ.
Oh yeah, I love
it. The thing I don't like about Mixer. Some of the people are just so fucking weird that are popular. But see, these are like embers or something. And you can like get embers from sparks. And
got
then like
it.
If this guy hits 7.5 million embers, he gets $80.
Okay,
if he hits
10
million,
so
he's
so
got
people
5
can
million
try
right
to
now.
Donate.
They
streamers can make money
off of people's loyalty.
Right.
Yeah.
So like people don't have to put in money to get this dude money.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't know exactly how you can somehow convert, because I have zero embers, but you can somehow convert these to embers, I believe.
Is this guy DJing and playing Fortnite at the same time?
I don't know. No, I don't think this is.
What is that?
I don't know. It looks like Fortnite.
I know. It's dual streaming.
It's dual stream, yeah.
You hear Twitch brought the co-streams or whatever?
Squad streams or whatever. That's kind of cool. The only thing is
if only they had that like years ago when we would play the same games together all the time.
But I don't think... So the issue is like you don't... I don't think you share viewers.
That dude is freaking...
Yeah, he's freaking out in the chat right here. Club Fire. Yeah, another like Mixer just kind of looks like shit. Like, look at this.
Yeah, like, I don't really like the way it looks.
Yeah, I mean,
I can guarantee.
And like, you can. This is like a soundboard or something that you can like. It's just like too spammy for me.
Yeah.
To be honest, but they have some really cool features.
Yeah.
Like this, like you can support streamers by.
Look,
by
without
not spending
like
money,
people who
just
don't
by being
have
loyal.
The money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that
exactly. And I think it's probably based on like, you know, like an average person watches this much of a stream and this is how many ads we can show them. So this is how much money we can give them from watching this much of a stream.
That's cool.
Like that. There you are, Bags.
Oh, I have a Mixer.
You're offline. Yes, you do have a Mixer and you have 2 followers.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit.
Hashtag clickbait title.
Unfollow. Hashtag, we're playing Overwatch. 18 plus stream. What are you showing? Huh? Member since 2015.
It's my DLive.
I think you were a member when it was Beam as well.
Maybe. I have Bags.
Yeah, I have spoons, so there you go. People are probably fucking pissed off.
Maybe.
They're like, I want the name Bags, and this fucking guy's got 10 views.
I'm
going to
put the
bucks.
Just Because podcast live streamed on Mixer exclusively.
Yeah, you should. You should change your title to, I bet you want this username.
Don't change anything.
Yeah, and people will get pissed off. Like, God damn it, I do. Yeah, look, weekly Sparks leader. You can, like, submit Sparks. Anyway, it's cool.
That's neat.
So, like, DLive, like, there are,
maybe
like, it
I'll
already
do a live
kind of
podcast
exists.
On Mixer.
Maybe, if you want to, sure.
We'll see.
You can do it on Twitch, too.
Yeah, cool.
You know? Like, I don't feel like the podcast category on Twitch isn't even, like, super saturated, you know?
Yeah.
So, or Just Chatting, maybe it's called now? I don't really know.
I think it's game shows or something like that.
Probably. But, anyway. Yeah, that was cool. Yeah, and there was, like, a lot of other cool stuff at PAX. But,
that's good.
But that was something interesting. Like, I didn't expect there to be, like, some small streaming company
trying to make it right now.
Maybe they like try to capitalize on Twitch not being there, but it's like Facebook Gaming and Mixer was still there. And yeah, Facebook Gaming still exists too. YouTube Gaming was there as well. So it's like you got these
I don't know what these companies are thinking. Maybe they get lucky. Maybe something. I mean, I don't know.
You
know,
there's been so many other ones that have tried to exist. Like there's one called like Caffeine. I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
I've heard of it, but I don't know.
It's super small and like I checked it out and like it's just
I drink it every day.
It's not gonna go anywhere. I don't think. You know, everyone's trying to do this like unique thing, but it ends up being like how much money do you have behind you to like promote?
Right.
You know? Like literally, Microsoft or Beam was saved because now on Xbox there's a Mixer tab right on your home screen, so it's like everyone's like. You know, that just advertises to the entire Xbox community what Mixer is.
Yeah.
And, you know, now everyone pretty much knows what Mixer is. I remember saying, like, oh, I tried out Beam. People were like, oh, what's Beam? And even, like, in the beginning of Mixer days, I was like, you know, I tried out Mixer. What's Mixer?
Yeah.
I'm sure people still say that, but it's definitely more, like, people.
More well-known.
People are like, oh, I heard of that. Or, yeah. Like, yeah, you know, like, that sounds familiar. You know, so it's
for sure.
Yeah. I mean, Twitch was at that at one point, but. They're back. They're backed by giant companies.
Was it Just TV or whatever?
Justin TV. Yeah. Yeah, then it went to Twitch. But then even like in the early days of Twitch, like people didn't know
what
it was. Like I had to explain to my parents what it was like a few years ago. You know, like, I was like, I'm live streaming.
What are you doing every day?
I'm keeping my clothes on, okay? it's fine. People just pay me money to keep my clothes on. All right? Just keep them on. But yeah, so... That was cool. So let's get into the next topic here. I spent a lot of time on PAX. Apex Wipe, which was just fixed. If you guys don't know, Apex Legends had an update that was pushed out and it deleted people's progress.
I don't know how that gets past QA testing, honestly.
I don't know either. But it could just have to do with like whatever.
It could be a server thing.
It could be a server thing.
Large scale server issue.
Or it could be like whatever systems they're using to test. Like just weren't affected by it, and they then people who have those type of systems weren't affected by it either. But then people who had like a specific, I don't know, like system were affected. Whatever it was. So.
But I mean, it's fixed now.
Yeah,
so
they
like,
fixed it within like 2 hours,
which is good. Yeah. It's good on them.
I mean,
you
expect that from Apex because they've been so good with a lot of stuff.
I think they'll continue to do good stuff.
Like yeah.
Hopefully, no more wipe issues. But,
yeah,
you know.
I need to level up more in that battle pass.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna buy it. I didn't buy it.
Yeah, I need to level up to the point where I get those multipliers of like playing with friend multipliers that you can get at like level 10 or whatever. I'm like level 8.
I don't even know what level I am. I have to look.
Yeah. So yeah, if you like hit like 10, you get like plus 2.5% multiplier when playing with friends, and then if you hit like 15, you get another 2 point. Like so,
it's worth it if you play
like,
that.
The more
much
you play, the more XP you'll get.
Got it. Yeah. Okay.
So it's an interesting
concept. If I get that high, I'll buy it, and then you know it'll just I'll get everything. You know.
Yeah. But, Sega Genesis Mini.
Yeah.
Next topic here.
I don't know why they're doing this. Honestly.
Trying to play off nostalgia.
Suppose they've released
already a Sega
they've
Genesis
released
Mini.
A third party just knock off crap, but they've released the games on this thing for every fucking console.
Yeah, they need to take a Dreamcast Mini.
So I don't know why. I mean, the only reason to buy this is for the hardware.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna buy it because I literally have all the games that would be on it on different collections. So
on your phone.
I just wanted to touch on it because I'm on the Switch, on the fucking GameCube, Xbox, like PlayStation.
Yeah, people have a Switch. There's no way they're buying the Sega Genesis Mini.
Right, you can buy
all these games. Unless it's pure nostalgia. That's literally the only reason.
It's literally like I want to use. I have a Sega Genesis, so if I want to actually hold the controller, I can just go do that.
Yeah.
You know, like it's different for me with the Nintendo ones because I didn't have those.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I have the two Nintendo Classics.
They should have done a Dreamcast Mini. Imagine having a controller with a screen on it. Like, I feel like people will just buy that because it's like, oh, that's fucking dope.
Yeah, know? But I mean, and it's $80. Like, it's not cheap. Yeah. So, I don't think I'm going to get it. I mean, I think they're just trying to, I don't know,
make trying some to do money, what Nintendo is doing, you know?
Yeah, you know.
I can't wait for that N64 Mini.
I hope, God, I hope.
I hope I get it.
I think they need to fix some licensing things before they...
Probably, yeah. That was another thing is like, you know, they're bringing Cuphead to the Switch, and they said this on the Kind of Funny podcast that we listen to, but like, you foresee Rare Replay coming to the Switch or like any other games that had licensing issues?
Like the Banjos.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, because there's a few... Microsoft games, like even GoldenEye.
I mean, GoldenEye wasn't on Rare Replay.
I know, because of licensing issues. But now that Microsoft and Nintendo are buddy-buddy, and Rare is obviously, like, pretty sided
and
with Microsoft.
And Banjo got its fucking, like, popularity. But yeah. It was a Nintendo exclusive.
Yeah. Are we going to see Sea of Thieves on
I don't think Donkey Kong 64 wasn't on Rare Replay either, because Nintendo owned, Donkey Kong.
Yep. Yeah, so, but now they're all buddy-buddy, you know?
Hopefully.
Yeah,
so. It's like, Rare Replay's coming to Switch with Donkey Kong 64.
Yeah.
I would fucking get it. Donkey Kong 64 was a good game.
Oh, fuck yeah, yeah, hell yeah. Dude, like, I feel like Microsoft went to Nintendo and was like, hey, you see Sony? You want to kick their ass? And Nintendo's like, yeah, let's do it.
It's like when the bully on the playground, like, the whole school turns on them and just beats the fuck out of them.
That's pretty much what it's like. And, like Sony obviously doesn't need to do anything, but, like, eventually they're going to have to cave when the next-gen system's coming around and it's like,
we're behind again. There is rumors of Persona 5 coming to Switch.
Could you imagine playing something like Horizon on the Switch?
I mean...
I don't think it would.
Zelda is kind of like that.
Oh, yeah, I know. Or, like, just any PS4 game that's not, like... I mean, Horizon's pretty graphic heavy. Like Spider-Man on the Switch.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
It'd be cool. Or like playing like Little Big Planet. Yeah. Or like Dreams.
I don't know if that'll ever happen. But
Dreams was at PAX, by the way.
Oh yeah. You know, Did you play it?
I was gonna play it, but I didn't. No. But I think they're doing an early access for $30. Yeah. And I watched it though. It looked really cool. Yeah.
That's cool.
For sure. But it wasn't really like. There weren't like lines for it. It was kind of like a lounge.
Making the games like that aren't really my thing, so
I don't really care about making them. But playing other people's. Yeah, because I watched like gameplay videos of it. And I'm like, that's pretty fucking cool.
Like Dead Space or whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's only $30, so we'll see. Maybe. Yeah. And especially if you can make VR games in it.
Oh, that'd be dope.
That'd be sweet. I don't know if you can, but if you can, that'd be fucking
You can make
awesome.
No Man's Sky VR.
I could. That's the next topic as well. Smart. There have been so many positive articles put out about No Man's Sky VR
wasn't at PAX, No Man's Sky VR?
No, it wasn't, yeah. If it was, I wouldn't have left.
He's still in Boston.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do when this game comes out because of everything I've heard. Like, I'm afraid that one night I will put on No Man's Sky VR and I'll wake up and I'll be like, shit, I have to go to work. Or not wake up, but like take the headset
light out.
And I'll be like, what the fuck just happened? Because the game is just endless and it's just like in VR. Apparently, it's amazing. Like, you literally have to like get in your ship and like pull like the top down and then, like, you control it. I can literally fly around the universe in my living room.
Yeah.
In VR. And like I just can't wait. Because, you know, I love No Man's Sky.
Does it have a date?
It's summer.
Okay.
This summer. It's supposed to come out. But the crazy part, like
it's gonna come out July 12th.
That would suck. That's the day I get married. Cancel the wedding. By the way, I booked my honeymoon.
That's cool.
Yeah, August 4th is when we leave, I believe. Okay. So that was the best day we could get. Yeah. But so hopefully it doesn't come out when I'm on my honeymoon. Otherwise, I'm bringing my headset with me.
It's like,
sorry, Maria, I am.
I have to do this for 7 hours today.
Yeah, go meet someone. the No Man's Sky update is called No Man's Sky Beyond, and it comes with three things. It comes with No Man's Sky Online, which it's literally called No Man's Sky Online.
Okay.
But they already have multiplayer in the game. So, like, they said it's not really... No Man's Sky Online, don't think of it as, like, an MMO.
Yeah.
But, like, it's going to do something. that is good enough to be called No Man's Sky Online.
So now, is it online with the regular No Man's Sky or online with just the VR?
No. This is like anything that they're doing is part of the regular, like even the VR. Like I could play VR.
So I could play, you could be in VR and I could play regular and we could play together. Yeah. Assuming.
Yep.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And
if I play on PlayStation.
So that's what I want to talk about. So there's three things that are part of No Man's Sky Beyond. First thing is No Man's Sky Online.
Yeah.
Second thing is No Man's Sky VR.
Yeah.
Third thing, they put a question mark. And I'm thinking
I think it's cross
they're
going to
do crossplay with No Man's Sky.
Is Sony
going to
allow that, though? Allow that?
That's the thing. I don't give a shit if Sony allows. No, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't give a shit?
But No Man's Sky has done, like, almost the impossible. Like
I know. Like, they have.
So I'm not putting it by them somehow doing crossplay with PC and Xbox.
No Man's Sky crawled out of their own grave.
Yeah. And like I can understand, I guess if they didn't do crossplay with crossplay with Xbox because it's on Xbox
but
now.
PC,
but if they just did it with PC, I'd be like that's fucking awesome because I already own it on PC, but I'm probably gonna buy it for PS4 since I have the VR for it. The only thing I'm worried about, and I don't know for sure because most people that have tested it have played on the HTC Vive, is like I'm not worried about like the frame rate or anything like that, but in some of the VR games you have to aim and then teleport to the position rather than walk. So like I don't know how, like I don't think No Man's Sky is gonna do it like that. Well, it wouldn't be the controller because you can literally grab like stuff.
So
it would probably be the Move controllers, but like I don't think you're going to teleport because it's an entire universe. You're going to get fucking tired of like teleporting everywhere. So how are they going to do it?
Have you ever seen Ready Player One?
Yeah.
Where he has like the treadmill.
Oh, yeah. They're going to. No way. That's the third thing. No way. It's guy treadmill.
It's like you need this dome that you have to play.
Yeah. That would be cool.
Would you buy it for $3,000?
No, I wouldn't buy it for $3,000. $2,000, sure. No. But. So I don't know what they're going to do because the Move controllers, just add a joystick, Sony. Add a joystick to the controllers so
they
can walk around.
They got those two light thingies on the top, though.
The crazy part is that the PS3 Move controller has a joystick. And some people say you can use it with certain PSVR games. But the PSVR Move controllers don't have joysticks. So it's like, what the fuck is going on? So I don't know how they're going to do it. And it, honestly, if it ends up being teleporting, I might not get it because I play Doom VR with the teleporting and like it's fun for a bit and then all of a sudden like you just get tired. Like, I don't want to fucking point and aim where my character wants to go.
That's my one gripe with VR. Like, don't like that. I don't like
Well, it's really only like PSVR that has it. Like the Oculus and like especially HTC Vive because you put sensors around the room.
Yeah.
So like it kind of can move with you.
Right.
And then like I think they have like joysticks or like a touchpad that you can like move yourself with.
Okay.
So for some reason PSVR, like, because it has the camera and then that's the only thing that's really tracking you other than like the Move controllers you have in the headset. So it's nothing like around the room.
Yeah.
You know? So it can be a little annoying, but Beat Saber's fun. So Beat Saber works.
It is. I played it.
Yeah.
Once.
So we're a little over an hour here, but we got two more topics to go. We got Sekiro. That you, for some reason, want.
I can't. I honestly do not know why. Like, I watch footage for this game, and it's like, I just find it so interesting.
So, I understand.
Like, I do not know why my brain is pulling me to buy this game.
I understand the pull from looking at it, because, like, Dark Souls games are a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And, like, just those style of games where it's, like you and, like, a big fucking crazy boss, and you gotta beat this thing. And, like, just, like, the way it works and just everything. You know, Bloodborne's a lot of fun. The Dark Souls 3 and 1. I didn't really like 2 because they changed some stuff. But they're fun. And I actually kind of want to play through Dark Souls 3 fully. I never beat it. But and I never beat Bloodborne. I have, like, 2 bosses left in Bloodborne. And it got to the point in Bloodborne where I was... This is the thing about Sekiro. It's, like, in Bloodborne... I was so frustrated that I just started, like, you can, like, ring a bell and, like, it opens you up to co-op for people to join your game.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would just have people join and just do all the work for me. Well, I mean, I would help, but, I would have been fucked if they weren't there.
Right.
And so Sekiro has no co-op that you can do. And the difference between Dark Souls and Sekiro are... Dark Souls is based on a dodge system. Like, you can parry in Dark Souls.
Sekiro is a parry.
Right, yeah. So, like, you can... like. The big thing in is hug the nuts. You hug the nuts in Dark Souls.
Is there kill blows in Dark Souls?
Yes, but not for, like, if you do it to a boss, it's not gonna kill it.
Right, but it takes a chunk away. But
you can do a backstab in Dark Souls. Like, go if you go behind him and you stab like a small guy, it'll kill him.
Okay, because I've been watching footage for this game
Or if you parry something.
My background in the Souls games is only a little bit of Bloodborne, that's it. Like, not a lot. That's why I don't know why this game is, like... Something in my brain is telling me to buy this game. I don't know why.
You'll probably like it, but I just feel like... As someone who's beaten Dark Souls 1 and played 2 and 3, but not beating them, and almost beaten Bloodborne...
Yeah.
Like, dodging is such an important part of the game...
Like, you still dodge, but I don't know if you get... You don't get those Invince frames, do you?
In Sekiro? I don't think you do. Or if you do, you don't get them as consistently as you do in Dark Souls. Because, like, in Dark Souls, you're like... Most of the guys, you hug the nuts and, like, you fucking jump around and shit and try to dodge.
Uh-huh.
And, like, you can parry, but, like... Sekiro, you know, you have to parry, like, 7 times or whatever before you do damage. Like, it builds up your parries.
Well, no, so I watched some boss fights. I don't know if it's super early in the game, so what you're telling me about is different. But they're, like, attacking and doing little bits of damage.
Yeah, but then parrying
and doing a lot.
You have to, like, build the parries damage. Like, serious damage.
There's a meter, and I forget what it's called. Stamina meter or something like that. And once you fill it up on them... They, like, lose their balance, and that's when you can kill blow them, and that's when you can do that. Like, I don't know. For some reason, parrying is more, like, satisfying to me than just jumping around and
looking like
you're getting hit, but you're not really.
I never parry in Dark Souls because it is annoying as shit. Like, other people like to do it, but, like, I just can't do it. Like, every time I try to parry, I think, well, that should have parried, but it doesn't happen. Like, I just get too frustrated with it. I'm like, fuck it. I'm just going to dodge and roll and everything because that's, like, what most people do in Dark Souls. So, like, Sekiro, like, you can get it. Go ahead. If you get it digital, I'll probably end up trying it on PS4.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Is it only on PS4?
No, it's on everything.
Oh, so if you get it on whatever, I don't know where you're going to get it on.
I don't know.
Is it on PC?
Yeah.
I thought it was a... Oh, it was just shown at the Sony conference.
That other... Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
I think I'm going to wind up getting it. I'm going to be honest with you.
And on what?
I don't know. I mean, okay. I'll split it with you if you want, but I was just going to buy it. I wasn't going to ask because
we'll
I know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
And again, like, I think you don't have to... it still has a complex inventory system, but you only have the one sword, really. You get other weapons, but your main weapon's just the sword. Like, you don't have to deal with switching anything out and shit, and I kind of like that simplicity about it, so that's one of the things that's, like, calling to me about it.
But yeah, well, I mean, it's similar to Dark... Like, you don't really switch weapons that much in Dark Souls.
Well, I only play Bloodborne.
Oh, yeah, or, yeah, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Like, well, yeah, Bloodborne has its own system of, like, the thing, like, weapons that would turn into other weapons,
right?
Or whatever,
right.
Which is cool, but the other Dark
I don't know. It's like it. I play Cuphead, and that's like it's only comparable.
Don't compare it.
It's
to
only
Cuphead.
Comparable in
because
like,
it's
hard.
Yeah,
and it's like you have to get patterns out and shit like that. And I don't know. I like that.
The
style
difference
of
though is that Cuphead to beat something it takes like 5 minutes.
When you actually beat it, I spent. One hour and a half on a boss
it's
list.
It's gonna take longer.
No,
than
I know.
Sekiro
like I watched a boss on YouTube yesterday or today, and they get his health down. They're like, "All right, I beat it," and then he just gets back up, and his fucking health is all the way back. Like, I get that. Yeah. I get that it's different, but it's just you gotta find the patterns. There's always patterns in video games, man. I don't know. I don't know why it's calling to me. I'm probably just gonna do it
in games like Dark Souls. Like those Souls type of games, at least the newer ones, like, there's patterns, but they're not as clear.
Well, yeah, because it's random. Like you have to pick up the cue. It's not a pattern, but you pick up the cue of a move, and you know how to react to that move, and then it's not in the same...
Yeah. All right. No, I mean, get it if you want to.
I might get it. I think I'm going
to
get it.
I mean, you know, if you're... stand on a ledge one day, I'm not going to tell you to not jump. I'll just be like, I told you.
No.
There you go.
Yeah, what did you say if I get it and beat it in 6 months?
I buy you Dark Souls 3.
Oh, yeah.
And so make you play through that.
That's just hell. That's just worse.
No.
Now, if I beat Sekiro, I could beat Dark Souls 3.
If you beat Sekiro, you should beat Bloodborne.
That's true.
Because you already have Bloodborne. Bloodborne's awesome, too. I love that game.
Yeah, maybe I should just play Bloodborne again.
Yeah, just see if it
grabs me.
It's your fix, yeah. You might have to start it over to remember. Because that was the thing with me. It was like, I was streaming Bloodborne, and then, like, I would go back. Like, I wouldn't play it for maybe, like, a week.
Yeah.
I would go back and be like, I don't know where the fuck to go. Because, like, there's all these, like, teleport stations.
Yeah, that's, like, another thing. I don't remember where I was. These games, you got to keep playing them.
Yeah, yeah. At least, well, my Sekiro might be a little different. Like, I don't know how they deal with.
Maybe. I'll keep watching some gameplay and maybe get in a week or two.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know what game, I just thought of this. Like, you know what game should have, which would be cool? Is, like, if you don't play for, like, 3 days at least.
Like a recap?
Yeah, system? like it's like, last time in Sekiro.
On Dragon Ball.
And it literally, like, will take captures of what you did last time. And like, show you, like, 3 to 5 clips.
Oh, that's cool. I like that idea.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. And you'd be like, oh, yeah, that's what I was doing. And then, there you go. Yeah, that's and you're cool. Like, last game session, you know.
That'd be
and hopefully
neat.
You're just not teabagging or something. You know, like, exactly. It would have to be, like, when you kill something and then it, like, captures that moment.
Yeah.
Like, a moment that it
captures. That's a cool feature.
Yeah, it'd be neat.
That would be cool.
So listen up, Sony and all you other mofos.
From Software.
From Software, yeah. From what Software?
That's the name of the company.
From Software?
From Software.
It's just from Software.
All right, whatever. Let's talk about the Avengers real quick.
Yes, so the last topic here is the Avengers Endgame, which tickets recently went on sale. I think I got tickets. It sort of looks like I got them, but it also sort of looks like I didn't, so I don't know, but I'm looking forward to it. Did you see the new trailer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched it a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Did you have any queues or anything, wait lists, when you tried to buy tickets?
The only thing was, like, what did you use to buy it? Fandango?
No, AMC.
Oh, yeah, I used AMC. And
I was just on the website. I didn't even use an app.
I used the app and the website. I tried to use both, but, like, neither of them loaded, and then finally the app started to load. So there wasn't, like, a queue. It was just, like, it literally would show that there were movies, but it didn't. It just didn't have, like, the art for the movie, so I didn't know which one was which. And then once it loaded in, then I tapped Avengers, and then it wouldn't show the show times.
Right.
And then, so I couldn't.
So it was weird. Book. Like it was rumored that April 2nd they were going to go live with tickets. I'm going with my girlfriend and her sister.
Yeah.
And so I was in a chat with them, and, you know, I checked Fandango, and it had the times, but you couldn't select them yet.
Gotcha.
It would say, these are not available for purchase yet. Check back later. And then I asked them what theater they wanted to see it again in, so I just googled that theater, went to the website, and I guess between me googling that theater and going to the website, they went live.
Oh, really?
So it was just on the website when they went live already.
You bastard.
So I'm like, they're like texting, they're like, it's live, and meanwhile I'm already halfway through the buying process when everybody's like, it's live. So
you bastard.
So they were,
you could have bought me tickets.
So the theater, it's up north, the theater I'm going to.
Yeah.
And this whole theater was open. I have 3 seats right in the middle of the fucking movie.
But
get this. The whole theater is open. I get 3 right in the middle. There's 3 seats in the front row bought.
Really?
I bought them. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, what fucking animal,
you know what that probably buys is? This? They probably thought the front of the theater was the back of the theater. Because Maria did that once, and she was like, it wasn't really for, like, a movie like I cared too much about.
Yeah.
But, I was just, like, she thought it was the best.
You sat up. I've done that. I think for Captain America, we sat,
I told Maria, I'm not getting the first 2 rows. Like I don't care. I'll wait another week.
See, so
it's not happening.
You don't go to this. You go to AMC because you have the stubs. We're kind of spoiled with the Xscape.
I have the stubs. Yeah.
We're kind of spoiled with that Xscape because there's always seats.
Yeah.
Like, if you didn't get tickets, if you didn't care about using AMC, you could go this week, the weekend it comes out, and just get tickets at Xscape. Like good tickets.
Yep.
And I was talking to people at work. I'm like, that site didn't crash because there's, like, 6 of those theaters worldwide or nationwide. So it's like, we're spoiled with that theater. But I got tickets, so
Excited. Screw you.
Friday. You got tickets. You'll be able to go. Just go to
X. They weren't in the middle.
Just go to Xscape.
They were a little bit just to the side.
Just go to Xscape if you don't fucking have tickets.
A little bit to the side.
Whatever, man.
A little bit to the
There's
side.
There's people who didn't get tickets at all.
Yeah, well, those people probably get to sit in the middle eventually. You know?
I'm going to see this movie probably 2-3 times. I saw
I'll see it 10 times.
I saw Infinity War 3 times in the theaters.
I saw it twice.
I saw it. The first time, who did I see it the second time with? Oh, I saw it with I saw it with Rick and Danielle. I saw it with my girlfriend. I saw it with Miguel.
Oh, Miguel!
But I'll definitely see it more than once for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I can't wait to see everyone die
again.
You know? Did you know that this is the last movie for Chris Evans, Captain America?
Did they come out and say that?
I was reading some IGN article, I think, and it was like started out by saying like, well, we all know that Chris Evans isn't going to be Captain America.
Was it 2 days ago? I think so. Yeah.
No. It wasn't that.
I know there's rumors that he's not going to do it anymore.
No, it was like
you don't need to bring it up because we're running.
No, hold on. Chris Evans retire as Captain America. October 4th. Chris Evans is officially wraps playing Captain America, like, after
Well, he
Avengers
wants to do
4.
Other things. Like, I know he wants to. If his character doesn't die...
He's gonna die! That means he dies! They ruined it!
No, I have some theories. If there's time travel, maybe he goes back in time and decides to stay with fucking Penny Carter, whatever the fuck her name is.
Don't make up names.
Peggy. Her name is Peggy.
Yeah.
We'll see. I'm super excited for the movie.
That's a good point.
If he's alive, I wouldn't say he might never come. He can show up in like cameos and shit.
They're gonna do a movie in like 40 years, and it's just gonna be old Avengers.
Old man Logan.
Is that you, Captain America? Yeah.
Right.
And he can't lift the shield anymore. Yeah.
All right. I'm super excited for the movie.
Same here.
Well, we've been going pretty long. So.
Yeah. So thank you everyone for listening. I do appreciate it. And I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.